And in Rotorua, they're getting ready to celebrate the big 5-0 for the famous Polynesian spa. 50 years in the business.
The perfect place to enjoy nature's gift at Rotorua's Polynesian Spa.
And that was the ad, the healing waters of the Polynesian Spa. They reach back further than 50 years, of course. The Te Arawa Iwi understood the water's healing properties, and they used the rich iron oxide mud to treat wounds. And as a tourist destination, the Polynesian Spa is billed as New Zealand's original and iconic geothermal bathing experience, with hot mineral waters sourced from two natural springs which feed into 28 hot mineral pools for the ultimate in rest and relaxation. Well, blowing up the balloons is Gert Tellier, the CEO of Rotorua's Polynesian Spa. Tēnā koe, Gert, hello.
Good evening, Karen. How are you going tonight?
Good, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, yes. And, you know, on top of the 50th celebration, we had a great birthday gift today with the announcements around border access and things like that. So, yeah, very, very exciting week for us, really.
Yeah, today's big announcement on New Zealand fully opening the borders at the end of July, that's going to mean a lot more tourists coming to you, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we were hopeful that the initial border announcements earlier in the year would have a review, and that's come to fruition. So very good news for our business, but also obviously for the wider tourism industry, which you know, the pain of the last 2 years has been well documented. So very, very pleasing news today indeed.
I mentioned Te Arawa Iwi with regard to the spa, who regarded the spa as a taonga, a treasure. And then with the settlers arriving, its reputation was enhanced, I believe, by a Catholic priest from Tauranga.
Yeah, so Father James Mahoney, it is recorded as having travelled over from Tauranga, because he suffers from terrible rheumatism. And so he came for a soak in what is now known as the Priest's Spring, the Te Pupunitanga Spring. And I'm told that within 3 months of that ritual, he claimed to have been cured from the rheumatism. And we now know today that the analysis of the water from that beautiful spring indicate that the water content is quite rich in acidic qualities, and that of course is very good for your joints and your muscles. So not only is it relaxing, but it's also got the ability to just keep those joints moving nicely and keep the muscles relaxed. And so, yeah, that's kind of how it got its name, which is a great story.
And I believe it's one of only like a handful of places in the world that has two sources of mineral water. You mentioned acidic, but also alkaline. So you can get acidic and alkaline. And what's the difference between the two on your body, you know, on the properties that it gives you?
So the difference between the two is basically the alkaline water is fantastically good for your skin. It nourishes your skin, it rolls back the aging process, I'm told, so we are in there all the time, of course. And the acidic water is, of course, really good for, as I said, your muscles and recovery, and also combating things like rheumatism and arthritis.
And so we're talking 50 years, and the official opening was 1972 on Easter weekend.
1972 Easter weekend, yes, we opened the doors to the complex as it is now known, Polynesian Pools back then, but it is now obviously Polynesian Spa. And yes, momentous occasion. We would have loved to have celebrated it in April, but obviously, you know, the situations around Omicron and COVID in general made it a little bit difficult to try and do it then, so hence why we're doing that in May.
So what have you got there if we come for a visit? Have a swim.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, come and enjoy our deluxe lake spa. That's the jewel in our crown. Fantastically beautiful rock pools, absolute lakefront location. Come and have a relaxing massage. Enjoy a beautiful New Zealand-made gelato afterwards. There's just so much to enjoy.
Who's your typical customer? Who comes to the pools?
Probably two groups come to mind. Our locals. you know, our Rotorua customers are a fantastic source of support for us. You know, our locals' products into the market are fantastic. The community really engage with that and come and enjoy that. And then, of course, you know, Auckland is just down the road from us. They're a fantastic source of business for us. Again, many regular visitors who come to us on many weekends and school holidays and come and enjoy the beauty of an iconic product.
Have you got a regular customers or your longest regular customer, someone who's been coming to you for all of those 50 years?
Sadly, there's nobody left who's been coming for 50 years, but I'm told we've got a couple of 30 and 40 year visitors. Some, of course, move away and then we move back to Rotorua and they come again and come and enjoy. And I've actually got customers who, regular customers here, who live in town and they'll come twice a day to come and enjoy the water. So it's beautiful. It's just amazing to see, you know, a facility like that and the way that people enjoy it. It's incredibly rewarding.
You're so lucky. You're very lucky too. I bet you get in there quite often.
Yes, it's not often enough. I need to do that more often. It's an incredible privilege, you know, to have the access to that. It's beautiful.
You know how humans really like getting into hot pools? Do any animals ever sneak in?
I have spotted the odd possum.
Have you? Yeah, really? In the water?
We're surrounded by Department of Conservation land, Karen, so I think it's only obvious that at some point, you know, there was going to be some animal who jumped the fence.
Not in the water, though, surely.
No. We try and obviously contain pests and, you know, but no, I haven't seen any swim in the pool, thankfully not.
Yeah, I wonder if any animals like hot pools or it's just humans.
I'm not so sure. I think it could get a little bit too hot for them.
Yeah, too hot. What is the temperature?
So our hottest pool is 41 degrees.
Oh, that's lovely. That sounds great.
Yeah, especially this time of year, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so how long can you stay in 41 degrees for? Long as you like, I suppose.
Well, from a health and safety perspective, we say to all of our visitors, regardless of the temperature of the pool, not to exceed half an hour. You know, to take regular breaks, and we provide plenty of fresh water around the complex to just make sure that our customers hydrate properly. And just, you know, so that we don't have any issues around them starting to feel a little bit dizzy or anything because of high temperatures. And so we just encourage everyone when they come in just to make sure that they enjoy the facility safely.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And what about the birthday celebrations? What's planned birthday-wise? You've got any special events happening this month?
Yeah, so the 20th of May, we're really kicking into gear with that and particularly celebrating our complimentary club members. They then have a free swim on that day in any of our public pool products. Plus, we've got a fantastic competition running across our social media pages where there's plenty of great prizes up for grabs. So I'd encourage everyone to jump on there. You don't have to live in Rotorua to win the prizes. So, yeah, absolutely make the most of it.
Like annual membership, that sort of thing?
Yeah, there's an annual membership available. Brilliant, Karen. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Lovely to talk to you. Kurt Tellier, the CEO of Rotorua's Polynesian Spa, celebrating 50 years as a spa in its current form this month.